News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, let me tell you, by the way, if you were looking for an opportunity to get a gift for that person, you have no idea what to buy for them, you know, just literally, like, you know, Aunt Jane who's got everything, what do you buy Aunt Jane? Or what about something for your clients? Like, you have no idea what to get them to thank them for their patronage of your business. Well, let me just suggest to you Alabama Pecan Company. Alabama Pecan Company can do gift baskets. They've got a lot of them that are ready-made, or you can actually customize your gift baskets, and they will ship them and get them direct to your clients. Just like get them under the tree for you. No fuss, no muss. You've got it done. Your shopping is through just by going to their website. Check them out, Alabama Pecan Co. That's C-O, alabamapeconco.com. That's alabamapeconco.com, the Alabama Pecan Company. They will get the gifts under the tree for you. All right, so listen, we're going to move into another segment now. Number two on the Triple Dipper, I said we're going to talk about the woke military. And I get pretty concerned. I mean, you know my background. I mean, part of that varied resume of my own is years of military service and tours of duty in both Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm the son and the grandson of career officers, all of whom were you know, wartime service. My own son's on active duty right now. And I'm just telling you, the military is near and dear to my heart. I recognize they have issues, though, and I get concerned about those issues. I will never forget, in the latter stages of my career, I was a battalion commander, and I was having to write an officer evaluation report for a young officer who was a stellar officer, by the way. And I was having to do a combination. For some reason, he had not gotten some of his officer evaluations from his service in Afghanistan, not from me, from someone else. So I was trying to close the gap on some of his time. So I gathered the resources and the information necessary to be able to fill in the blanks on his evaluated time, which included some under me and some under a prior commander. And as I'm putting this together, I recognized that here I was trying to also attribute some of the information about his leadership on the field of battle, and I couldn't get it all in there because I was mandated to have to also provide comments in very limited space that says that he is compliant with equal opportunity and sexual harassment policies of the command. That was maddening to me. The guy joined the military, went to war, did an amazing job, got a Bronze Star and a Combat Infantryman's badge, led his troops in a dangerous situation. And I had to limit my comments as to those things because of the fact that I had to mandatorily include additional reference to whether or not he was compliant with equal opportunity and sexual harassment policies. They call it EO and Sharp. I guarantee you right now, if I walked into any military office and I said, EO and Sharp compliance, everybody would know exactly what I'm talking about. Because the military has become so incredibly focused on social policies that they're forgetting sometimes how much it takes to get a warrior trained. And folks, we cannot win wars by being overly concerned about gender identity and about, you know, questioning. And now, by the way, all those are, I get it, that we don't need to disregard. I do not want to say for a second that what we should do is become that insensitive group who wears uniforms that do not care about someone's identity or do not care about someone's rights. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying, though, is just like you've seen in COVID, where the pandemic has created massive overreach, well, what we're seeing right now is in the military, there is massive overreach. There is massive overreaction to the extent that we're degrading readiness. Listen, as a guardsman myself, in the National Guard, you have limited opportunities for training. And yet every single year, we would have to devote so much time to what we call the annual briefings. All the things like safety consciousness and social welfare and sexual harassment and equal opportunity. You had to sit through these briefings ad nauseum and then be signed off on as having participated, and you had to have mandatory X amount of participation to the extent that sometimes we would decide, okay, we're just going to get them all done in one weekend and literally have a weekend of no training so that these ridiculous annual briefings could all get done and we could check the block. Maddening. There is no way to fight a war like that. Have you seen, by the way, Go online and Google it. I'm just telling you right now, it's out there. I saw it last night. Go online and Google United States military recruiting ads, China, Russia. Just Google something like that. I guarantee you'll find the segment that compares the new recruiting ads being run on TV by the United States military, the Chinese military, and the Russian military. Russia and China, they make it look like, man, you can be a Superman. You'll be like Captain America, but you'll be in Russia and China. The United States, the ad was about sexual identity and the fact that someone had, you know, lesbian mother. And so I'm just telling you, folks, we're going so woke in our military that we're losing readiness. When we get back, I will tell you more about that and give you a quote from a 4th century general of the Roman legions that could apply today. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio solid conservative just plain right. Hey, during that break you may have heard the ad for etaxbreaks.com. etaxbreaks, well, I thought I'd jump in here and just tell you I know them personally, right? 23 years of experience, almost 24 years of experience at just being good at finding people money. What a cool job that is. Etaxbreaks.com. So what they do is they take a look at your business. They examine things that you might think are common sense, like how do you run your business? Where did you place your business geographically? Who did you hire? Did you keep the business open during the pandemic? All these things and more are qualifying potentially for tax refunds, tax incentives, tax credits, tax rebates, or for that matter, even grants. And they find money for folks all the time that they didn't know they qualified for. And they only get paid if they find you money. But in like July alone this year, they found $7 million for their clients in 1 month. I'm just telling you, folks, big business or small business, does not matter. Just let them take a look at your business. No harm, no foul. They'll see if they can find you some money. And then you get the joy of getting that phone call. Hey, man, we found you some money. Very cool. Etaxbreaks.com. They got a special landing site just for our listeners. Etaxbreaks.com/right side. Etaxbreaks.com/right side. All right. So finishing up this hour, I'm going to come back and do more of this in the next hour and guarantee you. I want to remind you of something that I said. I'm talking about woke in the military. All right. And how woke is our military leadership. Now, I recognize that the average individual who joins our military is there for the purpose of being trained to do that which is necessary to support and defend the Constitution, the life, limb, and property of this nation. Yes. I have yet to spend time in uniform anywhere where I was not proud of many of the people I stood around. There's going to be a slacker in every unit. There's going to be Joe Snuffy in every unit who can't get his job done. But by and large, the average person, man and woman, who joins our military is rock solid, capable, and ready to do what is necessary. I serve downrange with people who, you know, even in high school, they might have been, you know, that person who never seemed to achieve or wasn't the big star athlete. And they put on the uniform, went to basic training, got some self-discipline, learned some skills, and went downrange and did amazing things. But our leadership is concerning me right now, and the wokeness in our leadership. So right now, October 22nd of this year, I want to remind you that the White House published its national strategy on gender equity and equality. Oh, good. That was October 22nd. In the same week, the White House, all of our national intelligence agencies, and the Pentagon issued joint statements that asserted that climate change was on par with military action with our near-peer adversary China in terms of a military or intelligence-related emergency. Climate change. Gender equity. The Gender Equity and Equality Strategy came out and said that we have a shadow pandemic of gender-based violence. No, we don't. But they want to because it's, like I said earlier in the show, They're trying to divide us in such a way that we believe that our nation is somehow lacking and we're not doing the right things and we need to do more, but they never say what more is. When is enough? Well, climate change? How many of you ever met a paratrooper who joined the military so they could affect climate change? How many of you ever met a medic or a young pilot who joined the military so they could affect climate change? How many people ever went to war expecting to get evaluated on whether they lined up with the commander's sexual harassment and equal opportunity policies? Well, listen, when I get back from this break, I got some more on this. We're going to keep unpacking this, but this is a state of your current military. Those young soldiers who get in, those young airmen, those young sailors who get in with the intent to serve, some of them get so frustrated with having to deal with this kind of stuff from the top down that they don't want to serve past their initial enlistment. And that's a crying shame. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right.